From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United Nations was forced to postpone planned medical evacuations in eastern Aleppo Friday because security assurances were not given by groups fighting in the city. Although UN officials did not identify which groups that was. On Thursday, Russia ordered that a humanitarian pause in Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. UN and Red Cross trucks packed with supplies have been sitting near the Turkish border for weeks, awaiting guarantees they can safely deliver their relief supplies. Authorities in Ethiopia have arrested at least 1,600 people under a state of emergency declared October 8th. Human Rights Watch says the state of emergency may be formalizing a government policy that began when protests erupted a year ago. Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
The Ethiopian government's response to protests that have spread over the past year was to implement a six-month state of emergency restricting expression, speech, and movement. Security forces are permitted to detain and search suspects in their homes without a court order. The United States has voiced concern about the restrictions and the authorization of detentions without warrants, saying the tactics would further enshrine the type of response that has failed to ameliorate the recent political crisis. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met in Ankara on Friday and discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Carter's trip to Ankara comes as the U.S. is increasingly worried about tensions between Turkey and Iraq surrounding the campaign to retake the city of Mosul from IS fighters. Turkey wants to have a larger role, but Iraq is opposed to Turkish involvement. This is VOA. In U.S. politics, at a traditionally humorous charity event on Thursday night, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump did not hold back their barbs, at times trading in the traditional self-deprecating humor for more pointed attacks. It was the 71st Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation Dinner, an annual event hosted by the Catholic charity. The two candidates shared a stage and attempted political comedy. After a few successful jokes, Donald Trump appeared to lose the room when he switched to more pointed criticisms of Clinton, even drawing audible jeers from the crowd.
Here she is tonight, in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
Clinton took the microphone after Trump, opening her remarks by poking fun at her own recent health concerns.
I took a break from my rigorous nap schedule to be here.
When she finished speaking, Clinton and Trump reached out and shook hands, something that did not happen at the final debate the night prior. South Africa will withdraw from the International Criminal Court. Michael Masutha is Justice Minister.
Written notice to withdraw from the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court has been submitted to the Secretary General of the United Nations.
It's that Rome Statute that legally obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC, which was established to bring to justice the perpetrators of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. African countries, however, say the court has solely focused on leaders on their continent. South Africa's decision to leave the ICC comes just days after Burundi made a similar announcement. The Democratic Republic of Congo has delayed the presidential election slated for next month by nearly 2 years. The UN has warned that tensions could lead to more violence, and the political crisis has not helped the already struggling economy. The opposition has called a general strike to press President Joseph Kabila to step down at the end of his second mandate in December. While more than half the Congolese live below the poverty line, the political impasse is hurting an already weakened economy. The path to consensus, however, looks cloudier than ever. The majority of the opposition has rejected an agreement signed this week that would keep Kabila in office until elections pushed to 2018. A powerful 6.6 magnitude earthquake has hit western Japan, causing power outages to tens of thousands of homes, though there are no immediate reports of serious damage, and meteorologists say there is no danger of a tsunami. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.